Search and rescue continues in the waters of Baltimore, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed overnight after a massive container ship rammed into a bridge support, throwing at least 8 construction workers into the frigid Patapsco River. Maryland Governor Wes Moore spoke this morning.
And our response teams are doing everything in our power to rescue and recover the victims of this collapse, literally as we speak. People who, as we speak, are out there, our divers, our air assets, people who right now are working to save lives.
Joining us now with the latest is Cody Boatler, a reporter with the Baltimore Banner. Cody, welcome.
Hi, good to be with you.
You know, by now so many of us have seen this horrific footage of the steel bridge collapsing. What do we know about the search for survivors, including construction workers who were filling potholes on the bridge?
Yeah, the latest we have came from that press conference where the governor spoke a bit earlier today. Like you said, 8 people that we know of were in the water. 2 have been accounted for. 1 was hospitalized and 1 miraculously was not. What we understand the latest to be is that there are 6 unaccounted for people. I believe they would have all been people on the bridge. As far as we know, everyone who was on the ship is safe and accounted for.
Yeah. And from the video, a lot of us watch, it looked like there were some vehicles that fell into the water. Do we know if that was the case?
Yeah, unfortunately, no. We do know that the ship, as it was, you know, it appeared to be losing power. It looked like the lights were flicking on and off. It looked like there was some smoke coming out the back before it hit that one support on the bridge. What we heard is that they were able to issue a mayday, and that because of that, state officials were able to divert traffic. We did hear this morning from the fire department that there were some vehicles in the water. They were able to detect them with sonar, but it's unclear whether those were vehicles that had been driving across the bridge or if they were construction vehicles.
Oh, okay. And do we know if there were any structural problems with the bridge?
You know, when the governor spoke earlier, he actually said that the bridge was up to code during those remarks. But, you know, I'm not an expert, but I've seen people say online, it's a gigantic container ship the size of some of these bridges. If it hits an older bridge on one of those direct support structures, I'm not shocked to, you know, I mean, it is shocking, right? But I suppose it's not surprising that such a direct hit would cause damage.
Yeah.
What was
most
shocking to me was just how quickly and absolute it was.
Yeah, right. And this, right, this steel structure goes back to the 1970s, so it's been around for a little while. Briefly, you know, the Key Bridge is a major artery into Baltimore, part of Interstate 695. More than 30,000 vehicles take it every day. How is rush hour today? What does it mean for traffic?
Yeah, you know, I looked at Google Maps a few minutes before joining the call, and it looked okay right now, but I do not envy anyone who has to go through the tunnels later today. You know, traffic is going to be rerouted either through the I-95 tunnel, the I-895 tunnel, or all the way around the west side of the Beltway instead. So I can imagine it's going to be pretty clogged for quite some time.
Yeah, we'll be watching that and, of course, what it means for the port of Baltimore. Cody Boatler is a reporter with the Baltimore Banner. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good to be with you guys.